بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. You must always remember one thing, that always whatever ibadat we do, whatever we do, we must have the intention, the pleasure of Allah. That is the most important thing that you must have in your heart, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala's sake. Because no other thing, no, that friend or this friend or that person, this person, you're not going to keep anyone happy. If someone comes to you and asks you for a charity, and he says, you know, your friend gave that much, you must give this much too. But you don't have under the means. But just to keep that person happy, you gave it. They will not be accepted. But you must be able to say, I will give only half of that, I'm giving quarter of that, but I'm giving the pleasure of Allah. The most important thing, you do not do anything for anyone else, you do for the sake of Allah. Then you see that that's the only way. Ibadat, all the same thing too. In namaz, you do anything. You must have no motive, no purpose besides the purpose of pleasure of Allah. There must be no purpose that I'm reading Quran today, I've got a good feeling. Because I'm joining this feeling, I've got very good feeling, I'm reading Quran Sharif. The next day you've got no feeling at all, you don't read Quran Sharif. So the purpose is not the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the purpose is the feeling that you have in you, that's why you're doing it. That will not be accepted. One is that while you're making Quran Sharif, you get the feeling and all that. Allah Ta'ala brought that feeling to you. You did not bring that feeling. Next day Allah Ta'ala not give you that feeling. But you're still going to read Quran Sharif. Because I'm not doing for the feeling, I'm doing because of you. So you have to make it for His thing. Anything that you do, you must do for Him, Allah Ta'ala. Today enjoy reading Quran Sharif, you make it. Tomorrow not enjoy, but still reading Quran Sharif. Why? We keep Allah Ta'ala happy. So that's the most important thing of you, in namaz, in everything that I'm only doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Once you got that, because the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in you, then no matter what it is, you must have the feeling that only for you. Any other thing will not be accepted. Now there's one sickness that we got in us today. The inclination of sins towards lust and desire. Inclination towards lust and desire. Now that is something that is normal. Inclination to lust and desire is something which is normal. Allah Ta'ala got brought up at an opposite sect in us. Now if you look at that person, if you have the desire to go to that person. Adam alayhi salam, when was created, Hawa came in. When she came in front of him, he was not married. His lust was there. Allah brought that lust for us too. But we must not follow the lust. We must not follow the lust, we must not commit the sin. Now we must understand this very important. But because normal. So the inclination and lust desire is normal, but you must not act on it. Once you act towards the inclination or towards the sin, that is now harmful. Once you act towards the sin and towards the inclination, now your eyes went to saw a woman, you turned away quickly. You turned away quickly. That now the inclination came, you turned away quickly. You did not act on it. This is very important. That you open a cell phone, and the moment you saw something filthy, whatever, filthy means very sinful things. The moment you looked at it, inclination go towards it. Some people are so drugged into cell phones to see those things, they cannot sleep without they see all the rubbish. The inclination to that. So when you open that thing to see that thing, the inclination comes. That moment you're not a sinner. But the moment you continue doing that thing there, the moment you put that thing there, that means gunegar. Now you become gunegar, you become sinner. So inclination is not a bad thing. It's got nothing harmful. The inclination when causes a sin, commit a sin, then that is very, very bad. That is very, very bad to keep away from it. But you act towards it. If one is feeling that all the time in his life or against it, is that not against perfection? Whole life you got that condition in you. That inclination causes sin, but you're not committing the sin. Whole life you got that inclination, you want to commit the sin, you want to commit the sin, but you do not commit the sin. That is the most important thing. A person got the drugs in him, you know, drugs, he got drugs in him. Now when you got the committing a drug all the time, he made tawbah. Once he made tawbah, now he's not going towards it, but he's getting a crave. He said, I want to do it, I want to do it. But does not mean he must do it. He has to keep away from it. Anything, for a matter of a person got a bad eyes all the time, looking at women, all that. He had that habit, but he made tawbah after that. Once he made tawbah and still get the inclination to do it, he does not do it, no sin at all. There's no sin at all. So this we must be very careful to understand. Once you understood this, you must know this month is not against taqwa. It's not against taqwa. Many a time people begin to think that, you know, I committed to sin. Oh, what happened here? I'm doing so much of good work and now this thing happened to me. Then you must not have that condition at all. It's really the condition of feeling that he's lacking taqwa and begin to sob and to grieve. Begin to, I don't know what happened. Whole day sitting with that. Many people go, I don't know what happened now. You know, I was doing namaz so nicely. I did not really commit any sin now. And now all of a sudden, after some time, this kind of thoughts come into me. Hey, it's troubling me. Now when it's troubling you, you're troubling it too. You're not supposed to trouble it. You must not worry about it. It must not affect you at all. It must not affect you at all. How it can go again. But do not worry about that thoughts. You know, whatever you did in the past, you did in the past. But now your future is of this kind that you got Allah Ta'ala in front of you. May Tawbah is the path. Allah accepted you now. Now we got the closer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you must be very careful and not to worry about those thoughts coming. It will always come to that. You think what wrong I did now. I don't know whether I'm accepted. You know, everything thing like that, whether I'm accepted now. Now these kind of thoughts can also mislead people a lot. That all the good things you begin to do, and because this thought comes, I don't know, hey, you know what? I don't know, man, I did so much good work, I read Quran Sharif, I kept fast, I did this, I did that, all the good things I've done, I went to Umrah, I went for Hajj and all that. I don't know whether it's accepted or not. These things are not supposed to be thinking at all. All those thoughts come through, that one should not think about it, because the main purpose when you begin to think of all those things, what you have for the purpose? What's the purpose? Do you know what's the purpose? Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. What's the purpose? Remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Every moment to remember Allah Ta'ala. Now person working in the shop, if he's doing the work all correctly according to Sharia, he does not take one time Allah's name, but even remember Allah Ta'ala. So you must not forget Allah Ta'ala. So when a person gets into this inclination of this kind, what he begins to do is his mind is whole day working on that. Hey, what this way, what that. Now what is he doing to himself? He's forgetting the actual purpose in the last one. So remember Allah Ta'ala, that's most important. So any time your mind goes toward those things, what's the remedy? You not to worry about it, but to remember Allah Ta'ala. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. No one can change your situation besides Allah. So why want you to leave his door? The only door must be Allah Ta'ala's door, that remember this. That's most important. There was a person before, in his early days, when Allah Ta'ala came, he died. He may be involved in someone. You know, person in the early days, sometimes he does some wrong things, wrong habits, and then Allah Ta'ala came, he died. When Allah Ta'ala came, he died. Tawfiq, he made tawbah, and then sometimes that illicit relationship that he had with that person come in front of him. While in God, he died, everything. The illicit relationship that he had in the past, and he made tawbah also, Allah gave tawfiq also, and he's doing all the good things too. And it so happened that, you know, after that, it's happened that relationship comes strong in his mind, but he does not commit that sin at all. He just comes strong in his mind that of the old relationship, the illicit relationship he had. When he becomes so strong in his mind, now he's worried now. Hey, now what happened now? Now that is a road that he must be very careful. That's why he needs a sheikh very badly. If you do not get a sheikh at that time, you can slip away. You can just slip away. Because it will misguide you. And you commit wrong things. So you need a sheikh at that time to guide you, that there's nothing wrong with you. And you have trust in him. But once that moment you have to, you don't have anyone to guide you, then that's the time that what will happen, your old relationship will become old, new relationship again. And all the good things that we have done is all washed away. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. Once you got the whole hand of Allah Ta'ala, it's very important that you must say Allah every day of our life and make dua, Allah, do not leave our hand. Do not leave our hand. Once you got our hand, do not leave our hand. Because if Allah Ta'ala turns away from you, then there's no way to do. Very important dua you must make all the time. Oh Allah. So this strong feeling that desire comes into you, the relationship begins to get worried. One should not get worried at all. Because Alhamdulillah, it's got taqwa in it.
What is the thing that prevented him from committing the sin? What is it? Taqwa. Fear of Allah. Fear of Allah. I always say you don't need a policeman. The biggest policeman is taqwa. Fear of Allah in you. If you have fear of Allah, that is why when you've been told to read Quran, so you miss zikr. What's the purpose of reading zikr? What's the purpose of making zikr? The purpose of making zikr, Allah, Allah, whatever zikr been prescribed to you. If you make the zikr all the time, with the barakat of zikr, Allah will protect you. Because the purpose of making zikr is that concern, a condition must come into you that you see Allah looking at you. You get concerned, Allah looking at you. Many people who make zikr of that kind, so much zikr they should make them Allah Ta'ala that they don't forget Allah for 1 second too. Some people, they get that condition, they cannot even go to the toilet, take their pants out too. The shame that they have Allah Ta'ala looking at you. So the purpose of making zikr is to bring that connection of Allah Ta'ala, attachment, that love of Allah Ta'ala so strong in your heart that it must not go away from you. Then your everything is your second nature. Sharia becomes second nature. Everything is second nature. Everything you do, when you put your step to the toilet too, it will remind you that left foot must go in. It will remind you, it become automatic everything now. It reminds you dua must be there. Because the relation with Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong of that kind, it reminds you every moment. Not a mistake you make. You wear your clothing, you wear the right pose. Pick up the left toe. Everything you enter the masjid to, it will normally become second nature that you wouldn't enter the masjid. You just, that is what you call the effect of zikr of Allah. You remember Allah Ta'ala every second. So when you get that conversation, remember this, then when you drive in the car too, immediately when your eyes go wrong place, you get to turn away. It will turn away, normally it will turn away, because second nature that is. No one stopping you, Allah Ta'ala is stopping you. That's why they say there's two things, one farishta on the right, one on the left. The farishta on the right and the farishta protect you from, do not commit sin. The left one, shaitan, tell you to commit sin. There's a battle between these two farishtas. So when you become more stronger, then this farishta on the right will always protect you and save you and remind you. The moment you see something wrong, inside you, don't do it. Don't do it. And the moment you abide to the thing, they become stronger and stronger and stronger. That is what we need today. It reminds you not to do it. Because today, the worst thing today is the cell phone. It's a killer. It's a killer. It's killing good people. Good people who have so much relation with Allah Ta'ala, have so much, they are gone to that extent that Allah was, but they sleep with the cell phone, they wake up with the cell phone, everything with the cell phone. It's worse. It's so worse. One person yesterday is telling me, I guess if he goes to the bank or he go anywhere, if he's really got a free time, he can open his phone to see. You got time to this. Some people in the masjid, they use the cell phone to see all the rubbish. So what's the meaning of that? That's why the inclination that Allah Ta'ala must come. You look at it straight away, don't do it. Now remember that don't do it, come in your heart. Who did that thing? Who sent it? Allah Ta'ala. Now if you remind the thing, you follow the thing there, you accept, you respect that. When you respect that, the thing becomes more stronger. But the moment you not respect it, it'll fade away. And once it fades away, then whose problem is that? Whose problem? It's your own problem. So you yourself cannot say I'm weak. You cannot say I'm weak. It's yourself that is putting yourself in the wrong condition. That this is very important. That at all times, one should always fight himself against it and make sure that he does not, even if a person has to die in that condition, the reward is very great. A person has the means of committing sin, got all the means, but yet he fights it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to commit a sin. I'm not going to commit a sin. And if he dies in that condition, you'll be surprised the reward is so great. You'll only come to the eyes of Allah Ta'ala what Allah will give you for that time, because whatever you are doing for the sake of, for the pleasure of Allah, you need it. That's the most important thing. I'm doing for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. I'm not doing for the pleasure of this person, that person. Anything that you do, that's the most important thing. Then there's one person, you know, one should carry on doing his work. So the purpose is, every time we have this in mind, we will see, I want to keep Allah happy. No one else. Whatever I do, I look at my wife too, I must keep Allah happy. My wife tells me to do something wrong, I'm not prepared to do it. I'm prepared to keep Allah happy. In anything your family tells you to do something against the law of Allah Ta'ala, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. His pleasure is more important. So this is what it is. You know, there was a person, he was a very great person, but in his young days, very handsome too, very handsome. So a woman tried to entice him. He doesn't worry about it. He doesn't know about it too. He doesn't know the woman is after him. She's looking for an opportunity to drag, to fall in. Now she tries the level best, she tries the level best, looking for opportunity. Not a day. One day he got caught up in a place where in a garden it was completely locked up. Completely garden locked up with big, big walls and all that. Right? Now he doesn't know anything about it. He was a great person. He's doing his work. Many a time a person is very beautiful, handsome. Someone just admires that person. But that person don't know about it. So this person did not know this woman is imagining for so many days. He doesn't know anything about it. And once she got an opportunity, she got. When she got in the garden, she went and told him what she wants, her desires. Now, the moment she told him what the desires is, straight away, you know the fear of Allah is something else. When you have fear of Allah Ta'ala, the reminder comes straight away. Immediately the reminder comes, Ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Straight away, you know what I mean, he got up. And he ran. Where is he going to run? Everything is closed. But he said, my duty is to run. Where I'm going to run, he knows. You know, the wall was so high, he jumped on the wall. He jumped over the wall. Because why? He was prepared to run away from the sin. Then Allah Ta'ala helped him and brought him that condition. He ran away from there. But then what happened? That was his young days. After what happened? When he became old, for some time after he became old, it crossed his mind how nice if I should have kept her happy and thereafter made Tawbah and Allah forgive me. Look what after so many years, that was when he was young, so many years when he became old, this thought came in, you know, the intonation came. I'm trying to teach you and if this kind of things come, mustn't worry about it. So he said, hey, you know what, I should have just fulfilled her desires and made Tawbah and Allah forgive me. I should have done that. Now when that thought came in his heart, he was very worried. Oh, he was so worried why this thought came now into my heart. It looks like I'm not accepted by Allah. You know, this thing thought came. It looks like Allah will not accept me now. What must I do? You know, it looks like that. And he was worried, but because he was a very great person, pious person, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to his dream and told him not to worry about anything. There's nothing wrong with you. The only reason why this inclination came is that when you got the hidayah from me, from Allah, when you ran away from the woman, at that time, as far as time was concerned between me and you, was very close. Very close. So that time was more barakat. That time was more barakat. And now this time, like this month is more away from me. That's why that inclination came. So we come to know that more nearing to Nabi Karim Sallallahu, there's more barakat in there. And more farther away, there's no barakat at all. So he told her that, told him in the dream, that because it was far away from you more further, that's why you got that inclination. But you must not worry because your taqwa and iman is very strong. So it was a good lesson for us too, to teach us also. The inclination we go towards anyone, we don't act on the thing, there's no sin at all. We will not commit the sin, that's very important. Not to commit the sin is very important. Inclination of any kind, but not committing the sin, will keep you of this. So this is what it's supposed to be. There's another word we come to realize that if that was the case, then if a person followed the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how much effect will take place? But that was only one thing. That he said because of time. But a person, if he follows the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most nearest, and if you follow that hadith, what effect will take place? You know, there was an alim at that time, the Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi. He has to get fever, too much fever. He uses all kind of medication, didn't win at all. Then he heard in hadith that he made ghusl. The ghusl, he says, after he made ghusl, from that day he never suffered from any time fever at all. Because he followed the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how much yaqeen you have on a hadith, that but effect will take place. But we haven't got the yaqeen at all. So we must have that yaqeen. He said, I had other sicknesses but not fever at all. So this is what I'm trying to say to you, that during Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi. You know the story of Baghdadi rahmatullah. Just imagine, he was a king's wrestler. It's a very famous story, the king's wrestler. And you want to know what kind of food the king should give him the best wrestler to, and what the training he must be going through. And it so happened that one day, one thin person came and told the king, I want to have it out of your wrestler. The king said, you're a thin fellow, what's wrong with you, man? You know, my wrestler is so strong. What? You know, he said, no, I came to wrestle. I didn't come to listen to your stories. I came to wrestle. You don't have to tell me that. So right, the king had a big gathering. You must know, after all, the king's wrestler, he came and sat down, he started the fight. When the fight started, it so happened that before the fight starts, he said something in the person's ears, and the fight started. And in one shot, that would have won the case, the battle. The king said, no, I must give it one more time. One more time they did the fight, and again he lost the fight too. The king said, no, I can't understand. Never mind. At night he came, Junaid Baghdadi, at that time Junaid, he says, Junaid, what's wrong? The king said, I can't believe it. You look at what happened. He was a thin person, he had all the opportunity to win. What's wrong with you? He said, you don't understand. He was a very great wrestler. What do you mean by that? You do not know what he told me in my ears. So what he told you? He said, I'm a Sayyid. The moment he said, I'm a Sayyid, my heart went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment my heart went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can it be possible that I must win and he must win lose? And the moment he did that, he gave the thing away. At night when he went to sleep, who comes? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who comes in a dream and tell him, if you look after my family, why should I not take care of you? And the moment he saw that, he woke up the next day, he left it, whatever he was doing, and went to sit by his uncle, Sri Safatir Rahmatullah Ali. And today the whole world is talking of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. So on that, Hazrat Hussein, just imagine he just, by respecting a Sayyid, he got that status. If you respect the Hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what position would be? Just to respect one Sayyid, that happened to him. If a person respects every hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be his position? What will be his position? How great it? And today, do you respect the hadith of him? So most important is to respect the hadith, every hadith. If you follow it, inshallah, the effect must take place. How it takes place to others, it takes place to others too. So very important this much, that at all times, we must make that respect for the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is very important to old age. Whatever I have done in the past, there's more barakah in this year. So if a barakah is good, that's why they say, when inclination goes towards committing any sin, one should not pay too much attention to it. Do not pay attention to it at all. You know, there was a time, as I'm saying, that the more that the time is more nearer to Nabi Karim, so there's barakah in it. When at the time, I gave one story of a baker, you know, baker, bread baker. He sells in his shop stale bread more than a fresh bread. And the people should buy stale bread. They don't buy the fresh bread. So someone told him, what's wrong with you? How come the people are buying stale bread over the fresh bread? He said, as far as time is concerned, the stale bread is more near to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the fresh bread. Look at his intention. Because of his intention, Allah Ta'ala, and there was no barakat in it. No matter, no problem. No doubt, it is barakat in it. So he's teaching us a lesson too, that if you go home now, you've got stale food ready and there's no food. You'd rather eat the stale food than making a big noise at home and complaining why they not cook food. So in that way you get barakat also and muhabbat also. So just to tell you that what it is and what intention can do to a person, that person was so busy and everyone buys stale bread. They don't never buy fresh bread at all. So how important is that our intention will put? In the hadith is mentioned to that if you get married to, and if you got inclined to another woman, going if you see something, inclined straight away go to your wife. Allah has made it halal for you. So leave the haram one side and go to the wife. Turn away straight away. Allah has given us the remedy, but do not commit guna. Committing guna is a thing that you think that you will. So Allah Ta'ala keeps us in conditions which Allah Ta'ala wants us to keep in conditions. We must be happy with the condition Allah Ta'ala keeps us. You know the condition what you want. Majizab Rahmatullah Ali, one day, you know, one person came to him and he was very sick. And for a very long time he did not eat namaz in the haram. Did not eat namaz. Now he was sobbing for that. No, I did not eat namaz in the haram for so long. That's what we know we do too. When we are at home, we are very sick. When that goes, hey, long time I didn't go to masjid too. I did not go to masjid at all. Hey, what happened? You know, I didn't go to masjid at all. So when you begin to say, I did not go to masjid at all, you're sobbing. So this person came into Hazrat, you know, I did not go to haram for so long, I'm feeling hurt about it, I'm disturbed about it. So he was happy, he's saying all those things.
Ali Saab said, this person, when he went, he said, he's an abid. He's an abid. Abid means must be ibadah. He's not an arif. Arif, he does not recognize Allah Ta'ala. You know what the purpose is here? The purpose is the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Not the purpose, where you get the closeness. The purpose is closeness. If Allah Ta'ala wants you to do namaz at home, and you got the closeness, what does he want more than that? He wanted you to read namaz at home, you want to go and read the mosque. You got your own, you know, you got a fixed thing that I want to go to the mosque. But Allah Ta'ala said, no, I don't want you to go to the mosque. You're a sick person, you stay at home and read namaz, and you got my closeness. If you got the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, what does you need? But people do not understand that. They begin to feel, you know what I mean, what's up, what's wrong with me now, you know. I'm so sick, everyone going to the mosque, I'm deprived of this, I'm deprived of that. That means you deprive all those conditions, you're not deprived of his closeness. If you got his closeness, you got everything. You got close everything. So this is very important, that the closer to Allah Ta'ala is very important, not more than that. That's very important. That ladies, you know, suddenly they phone me, I'm very, very sick. I hope that lady listening to me too. I hope that will go in the head. I cannot do no ibadat. I'm so sick. I can't eat Quran. I can't do this. I say, so what about it? You can't eat the thing that means you can't do it. But you must be happy what he wants you not to do it. When he wants you to do it, you do it. When he does not want you, don't do it. The most important thing you must have is closeness. If you got his closeness, that's important. You haven't got the closeness, what it is then? But this is what it is, that get his closeness is important, not what you want to do. You got your own, you know, fixed thing that I want like this. But Allah says, I don't want your fixed thing. I want like this, that my closeness is important. If I want you like this, you stay like that. If I don't want you like that, stay like that. That's why they say, the person's relation with Allah Ta'ala is, you keep in a high post to give you, you're happy with that too. You go low post to be happy with that too. Any condition Allah Ta'ala keeps, you must be happy with that. Today you are so strong and well and well and well. Tomorrow it takes all your health away too. You well and well with that too. You know, such thing as complaining, you know, there must be fixed, no, I'm so well today. Every day I'm going to be fixed like this. That must not be the thing. That is not the way. That means you're doing all concerned with it. Allah Ta'ala, how he keeps you, he knows best what he's keeps you. You want to go every year for Umrah, Allah says, no, you can't go Umrah. Yeah? No, but I want to go. Every year must go. Why? What he wants to do, he must do, not what you want to do. So very important is what we must not do, what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. We are not prepared to do that. We are not prepared to do that. That's very important. So that lady, I'm just saying that she should say to me that I'm reading Quran Sharif so much, I'm not making no dua to what Muhammad, but what ibadat must I do? Everyone tell me in the month of Ramadan, what ibadat must make? There's no ibadat greater than reading the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif, the greatest ibadat, because Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself should read, make dua to the Jibril alayhi wa sallam, teaching us a very important thing, that what ibadat is more greater than reading the Quran Sharif. When a person reads Quran Sharif, all actually speaking to Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't even realize that Allah Ta'ala is speaking to him and speaking to Allah Ta'ala. And I always tell people, if you cannot read Quran, listen to people reading Quran Sharif. But if you just sitting and listening to people reading Quran Sharif, you can reward for that too. That they do not even understand how easy it is. You know, certain people, they don't have the time to read Quran Sharif. It's not good. They can read Quran Sharif. So I tell him, don't miss one Tarawih too. If you don't miss one Tarawih, you've got the whole Quran Sharif. You've got the whole Quran Sharif. Just join in that Jamaat too. So how important, the best ibadat in the month of Ramadan is Quran Sharif. To speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that time when you're speaking to Allah, they must think this person. So this is very important. That we have to always keep ourselves in our mind. The inclination towards sin is no harm at all. Inclination towards sin is no harm. Your old relationship which you had with someone, and now you make tawbah. If those things come in your mind too, it will not affect you at all. The only effect will be when the time you commit the sin. You get away from the sin. That is also. So how do you get these things in us? How do you get this? To sit in good company. To sit in good company. The more good company you stay in, the more you get this effect. If you keep away from bad company, the most important is bad company, keep away from bad company. Today there is no such thing as good company. Stay in good company at all times, whether you are an alim, not alim. Alim also bichara, we are all insan. No one is panista. Do not point finger at anyone. We need to sit in good company. As long as you sit in good company, you'll find that you get more nearer and nearer to Allah Ta'ala. But if you keep away from bad companies, all the good things that you have in you, that also goes away.
Very quickly. You must remember one thing, to sit in the company of a good person will take you long to reform. But to sit in a bad company takes one day to forget all your bad and good habits. It remains one day. And remember, do not think that you have achieved everything. You have achieved nothing. You find people for years that sit in a company of pious people, and one day they make one mistake, everything they have lost. Allah is father. Oh Allah, protect us. That's why they say, do not look down at anyone. Do not look down at anyone. Worry about yourself. Look at the relationship with Allah, how strong it is. If you worry about anyone else, it will not be any good to us at all. This shaitan is one thing is coming in between us all the time. Nafs is something that's always coming in between all the time. This nafs and shaitan, we have to fight on it. وَمَّا مَنْ خَابَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَا نَفْسْ عَلَيْهِ. My Hazrat gave us this incident. Well, the person was walking past and a woman should look at him all the time. And one day she caught hold of him and told him, she's got some works, there's one sick person in the house, come in the house. That person was a very handsome person too. When he walked into the house, it so happened that she closed the door and she told him that there's no sick person, I am the sick person. I want you to fulfill my desires. Now you think to yourself, Allah forbid, if you and I were there, what will you do? Allah must protect us. If you can only think. She invited him and he went inside. The moment he went inside, she told him, this is what I want to fulfill my desire. My husband said in this, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوْفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. When you have the fear, that will fear, that will face Allah Ta'ala on day of Qiyamah. This is what you must have in the fear that face of Allah Ta'ala on day of Qiyamah. وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. You'll go against your nafs. You're going against your desires. So he said, no, I've got a stomachache now. He told the woman, I've got a stomachache. Oh, he said, obey him, stomachache, please, when I got to. So she said, all right, go to the toilet. Now he went to the toilet. He's taking long too. He went to the toilet. And somehow, you know one thing, if you have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, you'll do anything to keep away from sin. Anything. You know, he took the muck of the toilet, he rubbed it on his body. He rubbed it on his body. When you got a fear of Allah, he took the muck and rubbed his body and his clothing. And then when that person came out from there, what will happen? The moment the woman saw him, that condition, chased him away. Chased him away. But now he's walking the street in that condition. He's not worried about that condition. He's what Allah has saved me from a sin. The sin Allah has saved. And he walked and walked and went to the sea. And he had a bath and all. But look at the kamal of that. After that, whenever he walks in, there's a fragrance in there. The fragrance. You know something? So, atar coming out of it. What atar to? People ask him, what atar are you using to? But just imagine that there is no atar. The atar of taqwa brought that condition in that wherever he walks around, you know, atar cannot be born. So just imagine that your fear to keep Allah happy and taqwa in us. What is the outcome of it? Look at a businessman also. The nafs telling me now, but a bank will stop coming in now. Amen. Free of charge, this is now. This is free of charge. No one looking to. But when you got taqwa in, you say that one I don't need at all. I don't need that at all. Because I've got Allah Ta'ala with me. But the moment you have Allah Ta'ala, let it come. So what is it? That against your nafs, everything is your nafs. Do not follow your nafs in this. So likewise, this person too, even if. One person walking behind a woman. While you're walking behind a woman, she turned back. She said, what's wrong with you? She said, no, nothing. No, just carry on again. Again, behind him, she said, what's wrong with you? He said, your eyes are attracting me. You know, all these eyes are attracting me. He said, oh. She said, okay, come. He got happy. She invited like. He went home. When he went home, they sat down. Made him sit, and she came from a very high family too. And she went in the room. Now, she sent with the servant a tray which was covered. He got very happy, you know. Now, gifts are coming now too. From one invitation, another invitation now, gifts coming. So he brought the tray and left it in front. When he opened, the two eyes.
And what she said? She said this much, that I would cause fitna is not so good my body. She told them. This man got a shock, he ran away from there. And he cried, Ya Allah, what I've done. 40 days he took it. So, Ya Allah, show me this thing. Whether I'm forgiven for this thing. And then he sees in a dream, after 40 days he sees that Allah will forgive him. But just how important it is to not control, always control yourself, to not follow your nafs. This nafs is a thing that will misguide you, will mislead you. Anything that's happening today in this world is because of your nafs. Everything wrong that you're doing is because of your nafs. Because if your ego and desires will overtake you. That's why most important to control egos and desires. Always stay in wudu as far as possible. You cannot make wudu, make tayammu. Make tayammu. I always tell my friends going to work that it's so easy. How long do we do tayammu? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he should wait, if you wait the toilet, he comes out, water is there, make tayammu straight away. Make tayammu. They ask him, Ya Rasul, the water is there, why making tayammu? He says, I do not know that it is the water that can die before that. Although he knows it, Allah Ta'ala will take him before his time. But they think that it's before his permission. But yet he says, that lesson for us, that is. Lesson for us. They say, I don't know that it is the water where I die. So it's for us that if you want to keep us away from sins, make at least tayammum at work too. That's something that when you have tayammum made at work all times. I know Mahazat, one day, you know, to stay with great people really helps them. It really makes your life easier. So happened that Hazrat, he just came out and I was there by the toilet, he came out of the toilet and you know that clay pot? He made tayammum on that. Now I watched how he made the tayammum and I said, it's a lesson for me too now. Every time, you need a chair. No, tayammum, so make tayammum. So if we make tayammum, with the barakah of the tayammum, it will protect you from sins also. Your person keeps wudu all the time, it will protect from sins. If you make tayammum with the barakah of that, you must say, Nabi Karim did this, let me do that too. Then if you make that tayammum at work, then make tayammum, it will protect you from committing all kinds of sins. So what a great thing it is to. We do not take advantage of that too. It will protect your tongue, it will protect your eyes, protect your ears, protect you all wrong things to do. So our main purpose today is we're doing everything for the sake of our pleasure of our hearts, not the balaka, not the pleasure, not the time to. You know, if you look at it, that one buzruk, he has so many children, but he said, I never followed my nafs at all. He said, what do you mean by that? Because so many children didn't follow nafs. He said, I never followed my nafs, I followed my wife's nafs. I followed my wife's nafs. Now that is a very great thing to do. No, I'm not saying you and I can do that. You can fulfill your nafs. That's jaiz, that's permissible. But look at people of that kind who are so strong. They never follow the nafs at any time. No ego at all. But any time. So this kind of people in the world are here too. So what is the reason for us to commit sins? Committing sins is only for one purpose. Because of your nafs. Anything that you do. Now, to make that thing strong. To keep away from the sins. That's why we prescribe zikr. Zikr. But your people are so lazy today, they don't make zikr at all. You know, everything on Josh today, they'll have it for a few days, a few months, and then after that everything's forgotten. That's not supposed to be so. You have to, istiqama is very important. The more you make zikr, Allah say that your share gave you some zikr to make. Make zikr all the time. Be punctual the thing. Why is it people say, you know, there's I got this sickness in me, I get angry, I do this, I do that, I do that. But say, you know what? You have to have courage to keep away from it. If you don't have courage, what will happen? Everything has a courage. Without courage, nothing happens. Say, no, I don't know what must I do. I'm always fighting with people, I'm always getting angry, I'm always doing this. That's not the answer. Have courage. You have to have courage to do that. If you don't have courage, nothing. The Tanvi Rahmullah says that without courage, nothing can happen. You must have courage. For example, if you're getting angry now you think to myself, let me reprimand myself. Let me reprimand myself. I'm getting angry all the time for small things. Let me reprimand myself. What happens? Okay, read 4 rakat namaz. Straight we got angry, I'm going to read 2 rakat namaz, tawbah, straight why I got angry.
Now if that person grew that habit, what will happen? Will he get angry? Gradually it will go away. Likewise, a person with eyes looking at the wrong things, you know, I can't control myself. Why? You can't control yourself. When a sheikh is walking with you, you control yourself. And Allah Ta'ala is present with you all and you can't control yourself. What a thing to say. I can't control myself. But when a sheikh is walking with you, that time everything is forgotten. And Allah Ta'ala is present with you 24 hours, you forgot it. So then to put that right is very easy. Is whenever you get particular, be honest with the sheikh. In this road to suluk, you have to be very honest with him. Any sin that you commit also, you must inform him straight away. Do not even hesitate for 1 minute two. The moment you hide, today they only talk of, you know, I committed, I did this namaz and that namaz and that tahajjud namaz. You don't hear tahajjud namaz and all that. That is between you and Allah Ta'ala. That means that one person came and gave Hazrat Tanwir Rahmatullah Alayhi Musalla. And you said, you know what, I gave you my mirinta for your tahajjud namaz. How do you know I'm doing tahajjud namaz? How do you know I'm doing tahajjud namaz? Because they don't let them know, anyone know what they do. Why? What you're supposed to inform your sheikh is the sins that you're committing. I'm making backbiting. I have to backbiting. Now backbiting is a very serious sin. What a thing to do to backbite, to make ghibat of people. So if you have, don't tell your sheikh about what you know, but you tell him, you know, I'm making 20,000 zikr, I'm making 100,000 zikr. Wait, that is very easy. Do those things which is difficult to bring a better life into you. So whatever sickness you have in you, if you got the sickness of the eyes, you got jealousy for people, then you prescribe certain things, but you have to follow the prescription. You follow the prescription, then only you get the remedy. But then you get well. But you don't follow the prescription, what they do? Only 1 day, 2 day, they say, you know what? Inform my sheikh, I don't have to inform my sheikh, let me carry on my life. Gradually what happens? You just slip away for good. Allah may be father. One thing, when Allah Ta'ala gives you a good day, hold your hand, always fear that Allah Ta'ala will not turn away from us. Very important, whenever Allah Ta'ala holds our hand, you must have the fear that Allah must not turn away from us. When you have that fear, that every time you're conscious of whatever you're doing, that's most conscious of what you're doing. You must have consciousness Allah Ta'ala looking at us. The business, whatever it is, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala barakat izzat al-akhirah. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, the control of the nafs, only for we must do everything for the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy. No one else will be happy. We will pray children to what they ask for, the weddings and nikah that will take place to. Allah Ta'ala must be happy. No one else. Do not keep this person happy. Do not keep your wife happy. Do not keep anyone else happy. I'm not saying we're going to fight with the wife. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. On day of Qiyamah, then no one can help you at all. The only one that can help you is Allah Ta'ala. So why do you put people in the world who stay with you for today and tomorrow they're gone? You keep them happy. Keep that person happy who's always with you all the time is Allah Ta'ala. So whatever you do to business also, keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Marriages also, keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Everything must be Allah Ta'ala. The purpose in this world must be, we must do everything for Allah Ta'ala. What you see today is our children are being missed because they're saying so much disrespect is because not keeping Allah Ta'ala happy. Today I've noticed today there's so many things that are happening is because of the cell phone. The cell phone has caused so much harm that the mother and father, there's a fight between mother and father too. The mother and father, there's no incompatibility. The mother is trying to nurse the child the correct way. The father comes in between and intervenes and causes all the harms. I know of a mother who contacts me and tells me that I'm trying my level best to keep my child in the correct way, right path. My husband will come and can use the cell phone, do all the wrong things. And he's gone so much attached to the cell phone that day and night he cannot do without. He goes to the toilet, he goes to the cell phone. Now this is only the child I'm talking about. What about big people? In the masjid you come to see, the masjid was supposed to be a place of sanctity, a place where you come to speak to Allah Ta'ala. But why you see the masjid, the people are telling them, busy with the cell phone outside, busy on the back, busy with the cell phone. What kind is the masjid? You know, Nabi Karim Shah said it. A time will come, the masjid will become like a bazaar. And it's exactly what is happening today. You know, many people's namaz, when they come to the masjid, the mosque will be full, the hearts of people will be empty. The mosque will be full, but it's empty. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that, the mosque is full, but the heart is empty. The heart is supposed to be full. In other words, that's the meaning of that one. So people are coming to the masjid to look at the place. And you cannot tell anyone anything today. There's no respect to masjid at all.
So cell phone is, we are doing the wrong things to it. We are doing the wrong things, our children are doing the wrong things to it. So whatever the father does, the children are looking at the same thing too. And then we expect the child to be there. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very nice thing said, the Sahabi asked, what is the difference between, what is the duty between the father and son regarding the children? He said, they can become a Jannat, then they become a Jahannam. Allah Mani Father. Allah must give us pious children. Pious children. We need pious children. We want nothing else. You can become a doctor. You can become whatever you want. You want pious children. Pious children. Because when you leave this world, nothing going to help you besides one thing, a pious child. You know, in Jannah too and Jahannam too. Not in Jahannam. Allah has put it in Jannah. In Jannah, when Allah calls you status there, you then say, Ya Allah, I did not do anything. How come you gave me this status? Allah does it is because of your pious child. There's nothing more greater than that. It's because of your child, I give you the status. So make dua to Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give us pious children. And that's why Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin. The Nabi should make that dua. Then why don't we make the same dua to Rabbi Habli Min As-Salihin? Oh Allah, give us pious children. And we must try to make our Islah. Our Islah is very important. If we reform, others will reform too. Not worry about other people, worry about yourself. Worry about yourself that you're going to face Allah Ta'ala. Alaykum anfusakum. Worry about yourself. Then you see others will get affected too. If the mother and father are put right at home, the children will be put right too. If the mother and father are not right at home, no one will be right. So make dua what you are saying. Allah Ta'ala. Amal kani tawfiq asir. Allah Ta'ala. اللهم إنا نعطيك لك وشكرك وحسنك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجل من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن خاسرين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجل فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وحسنا صالحا وصلى الله تعالى على رسول الله ورحمته